This is the third module, corresponding to the third day of the month, for greatness. I worked with a quarterback who at the time was with the Cleveland Browns. His name was Kelly Holcomb. And we got into the playoffs when I was there, and we had to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was a game that was in their new Heinz Field, and it was snowing, and it was inclement weather in the early part of January. Kelly Holcomb and I worked before the game during the week, and he mentally had done every single thing that he was going to do. He had his picture, and it was clear. One of the key points is not just to have a picture, but to make it extremely clear, and that you have nothing else but that picture. Kelly went into the game, and he was on fire. They were up by more than 20-some points going into the end of the game, which they collapsed. They didn't see themselves as champions and lost the game. One of the Cleveland Browns dropped a 30-yard pass toward the end of the game where I believe Kelly would have had close to 500 yards passing. So I went up to Kelly in the locker room after the game, and I said, "How did you do that?" He said, "I played the game on Tuesday." This was Sunday. Interesting. Similar, I was working with the Dallas Cowboys, and Deion Sanders was standing on the sideline of practice. This was in Wichita Falls, Texas. And a fan up in the stand starts screaming, "Deion, hey Deion, you stink. Hey Deion, we hate you. Hey Deion, get out of Texas." So he turns around, he looks at this guy screaming and says, "Come here." Guy walks down. And Deion says, "God bless you." The screamer said, "What?" He said, "God bless you." The screamer said, "Well, you didn't have to make it personal," and he walked away. That was pretty smooth. It was so smooth that it had to happen before it happened. He had to be laying in bed that morning, night before, and saying, I might encounter a jerk today, and I'm going to be kind to them before they're a jerk. It was rehearsed. What am I saying to you on this third day? Someone might be a jerk to you later today. Rehearse being kind to them before they do it. That's intentionality. Someone's going to walk in front of you, and for no reason at all later today, be kind to them. You're going to go home tonight after work to your family. Your family, if you're at home, is going to be coming in after school or work. Be kind to them before they get there. One of your clients may call you on the phone. If you work in investing, they could be very rude because money, as you know, could be a very emotional thing. One of your students, if you're a school teacher, is going to come into your room, and who knows what they encountered at home at night. And they could be just rude as could be to you. And what I'm asking you to do is go be kind to them before they even walk in. Third module. Decide what you would like to do intentionally. Go mentally rehearse it. See yourself doing it. And then when the conditions present themselves, just simply go and do it. Even rehearse you being gentle and kind when someone is rude and mean to you. Terry Cole Whitaker had a book title, "What You Think of Me Is None of My Business." Well, let's say this a little bit different. What they do to you, what they say to you, is none of your business. What is of your business is how you decide to respond to them. Rehearse it and do it all well ahead of time. This is the end of day 3.